This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, turkey, revenge defecation, and failed to mention news with Jeff Oskey. It's on the way right after this.
Hey, you like a pizza? Sure. Everybody likes a pizza. This is a Tony Rotts. My paparazzi pizza has been delivering the fastest pizzas to surprised customers for over 10 years. But now, I've got a brand new business to tell you about. You know, sometimes you don't want a whole pizza. You're not so hungry, and maybe you want just a slice, right? But you can't bake just one slice of pizza at a time. What are you gonna do? Here's what you're gonna do. Come on over and invest your pizza budget money in a Ponzi pizza.
That's right,
at a Ponzi pizza. You give us all your pizza money, and we'll give you back a piece of a delicious Ponzi pizza anytime you want.
Nice.
I guarantee it.
Pizza slice availability is not guaranteed.
See, Ponzi Pizza is a food investment network. It's only for a powerful people with over $1 million in pizza money. We give all that money to our pizza chef, Bernie. That Bernie, he's cooked up a pretty exciting idea.
I'll bet.
I'm Chef Bernie. Listen, investing your pizza dollar is complicated. There's ingredients to purchase, labor costs, delivery charges, lawyer's fees, offshore accounting expenses, security for my Manhattan apartment. It all adds up. You ask me where the pizza money is? Look, I don't know where it is. You know I've never been good with numbers. But if you need a slice of pizza, I'll give you a slice of pizza. Just stop bitching, come by, have a nice hot slice of Ponzi pizza. All right, and then go tell all your rich friends to give me their pizza money, too. The Ponzi pizza, it's a brilliant idea. Just listen to this satisfied client here.
$1 million buy-in seemed kind of pricey at first, but Chef Bernie explained that it would put me in a very exclusive class of pizza clientele.
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't resist. He had me hook, line, and sinker. It's great pizza. I'm having trouble lately getting Chef Bernie to return my calls, but I still get a slice of pizza every now and then.
Oh, nice.
So that's nice.
Uh-huh.
Thanks, Ponzi Pizza.
You're welcome. Hey, stop by one of our many Ponzi Pizza locations, conveniently located in a closed bank building near you. Just look for the big pyramid pizza logo with the disappearing dollar sign on it. And if you mention you heard this commercial, when you give us your money, we give you a sucker.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Mr. Lee at the news desk.
Stop.
There's Pat Godwin in the performance.
Just stop.
Hi, chick.
There's Josh Arnold.
Hi, Chick.
Hi, how are you? There's Ace Cosby.
Hello.
There's Willie Griswold. I'm Chick McGee. And apparently, you ready?
Türkiye is how it is said in Turkish.
Türkiye?
Türkiye. So,
what?
Türkiye. Türkiye.
Türkiye.
Ready?
Türkiye is how it is said in Turkish.
Who is this psychopath?
I love him. He's so soothing.
Turkey.
Okay, he's a madman.
You think he'll tell me a bedtime story later?
God.
Yeah, I'm lulling you into a false sense
of
comfort.
It just sounds like Dracula.
Before I steal your kid.
Once again, the country that we have been calling Turkey for many years is officially changing its name. They have petitioned the United Nations. I'm not kidding. And the pronouncer from the Associated Press is the traditional Turkey, followed by, in caps, Y-A-Y, which means that would be the emphasis, that syllable. So it would be Turkey-ay.
Mm-hmm.
I know the way to just pretend you're from Canada. Hey, what's for dinner? Turkey, eh?
See, probably. That's not a bad way to...
That's it. They're not the only ones doing this. This name change thing, it's happened before, Christy.
Yeah, I didn't argue with you.
Deanna, I did.
This is a tourism. The Virgin Islands are going to change their name.
Are they? What are they going to
do? Too many perverts.
Oh. You know. I'm not going to like Epsteinia.
What,
right.
What are they going to... I demand to know what they're
Epsteinville. I don't know.
Well, that's just mean.
North Korea is going to change its name to draw more people. They're going to change it to South Korea.
Oh, boy. That's going
to... Much friendlier. I like Chick's idea of calling it Turducken. But I do think the Canadian formula is the way to go.
Okay.
So it's officially going to be Turkey A. I don't have much occasion to discuss anything about. I don't know much about Turkey.
Istanbul.
Well, it's mostly jungle.
Kushadasi.
It's down there on the southern tip of South Africa.
It's all ice.
South
ice.
Africa.
It's a beautiful place.
It's ice covered and desolate.
That's right.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah. It's where they shot The Lord of the Rings.
It says Turkey. This is interesting. It says Turkey's English language state broadcaster explained the decision by saying that if you Google the word Turkey, it brings up, I'm quoting here, a muddled set of images, articles, and dictionary definitions that conflate the country with the Meleagris, otherwise known as a turkey, a large bird native to North America.
God.
So they're really upset about this.
Who cares?
Well, that's you don't like Turkish people?
I love Turkish people.
Name one.
Here's the thing.
Name one. In fact, if you'll recall my little DNA test, I was 3% Turkish. So I love the Turkish people.
Really?
Yes, I have it in my DNA.
Do you have any English in you?
You have a little English in you.
Quantity? How does the joke go?
A little more.
So sorry.
And it didn't say you were 3% Turkey. It said you were a gobbler.
Okay.
All right. Now I'm going to have to talk to HR.
3% Turkish?
That's just rude. Okay.
If you saw my grandfather on my mother's side, you'd understand that.
Now,
why? Because he had a waddle?
Oh, God. Oh, but he looked kind of Middle Eastern.
I wonder if Hungary is going to change their name for the same reason.
And become what?
I don't know. Hangry?
That's during wartime, they're known as hangry.
No, but I think we have to say it.
Hungry.
We have to say it that way.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Right now, we return to the news desk with Christy Lee.
And I'll have a better attitude, I promise. Authorities in Florida are saying a man defecated in a surf shop. According to the Treasure Island Police Department,
what?
The 69-year-old man walked into surf style shop, exposed himself, and pooped on the floor near the dressing room.
Old enough to know better.
How you doing?
Witnesses told officers the man then used a shirt belonging to the store to wipe himself.
Well, he's not going to use his shirt.
No.
He's not crazy.
Yeah. He was taken into custody on charges of criminal mischief and exposure of sexual organs.
Whoa! And he didn't even buy anything.
I crapped on the floor and all I got was this lousy t-shirt. Big stain on it. Where's Treasure Island, chick?
It's by St. Petersburg.
Okay.
To
Russia?
To land? No, I don't know.
No, it's up by St. Petersburg/Tampa area.
I see.
That's disgusting.
Yes, it is.
And again, old enough to know better.
69,
He must have had a reason.
He's a lunatic.
They probably wronged him.
They may have.
Yeah, maybe
But it was, he pooped in a...
Have you ever been wronged so badly that you wanted to poop on their floor?
No, yeah, but...
Okay.
Yes.
I can see how I could get there.
Oh, yeah. You're going to go into a store and poop on the floor.
Give me six bad days. Give me six bad days in a row. I'm in a good place right now, but give me six bad days in a row. I don't know what's going to happen to me.
It was a surf shop.
So a hug, Willie?
If somebody tries to make him a latte again, it's going to be a bad day.
No.
Okay?
I'm not yelling at anyone.
I'm looking at a picture of this surf shop.
Yeah?
Just wipe your butt with it, you buy it. It was a surf shop, so he wiped out.
laughing at his own musical cue.
Oh, he's dying.
He's got it all ready.
You play Wipeout.
He's laughing.
I thought you were going to say Billabong.
Got that guitar? Here you go, Pat.
Very cool song.
One of the classics.
Now, is that the Fat Boys version?
That's The Ventures, I believe. Ah.
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle. You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized, controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
What? No, I can't hear you.
First off, turn your mic on. Second off...
Jeez, I've had it with you people. Notorious B.I.G. is going to get the symphonic treatment. Did you see this?
No.
Mo Money, Mo Problems, done symphony style. It's going to happen June 10th at New York's Lincoln Center. Biggie's songs will be presented by a concert symphony. The Christopher Wallace Estate's given its blessing to the event. Tickets are free on a first-come, first-served basis.
I bet they are.
And attendees are encouraged to wear a creative black tie. If you can't make it in person, you can watch on Amazon's music channel on Twitch.
I can see this being really cool.
A lot of that stuff is.
A lot of those beats are sampled from old jazz records and classical records, so they're just playing a version of
that. A lot of that stuff ends up being super cool.
I'm going to the symphony tonight to see the music of Elton John and Billy Joel. I'm very excited about it.
That sounds less cool. For me, at least. That sounds less cool.
Now, I missed part of the story. Is someone going to be doing the actual words?
I don't think there'll be singing. It'll just be the music.
Then they're not going to speak the hip hop rap, if you will.
Well, I don't know, Tom. It didn't
Chick, do you
say
think
that
they're going to speak the hip hop rap?
Last time you were at the symphony, did anybody sing?
You know, when you hear the hip hop, will anyone speak it for me?
Will somebody please speak the hip hop rap?
We got to get Al to call in twice a week now.
So
we
the last time you were at the symphony, did
I'm sorry, hang on,
sing?
No. I'm sorry, Tom. What was your question again?
Well, I mean, if these are hip hop songs, if you will,
yes.
Presumably there's an oral part.
Of course, are lyrics. If
yes,
you will.
Yes, will someone be up there performing the part that
a big? That's not what you said the first time.
Well, what, will they be performing the
hip hop raps?
My goodness!
They don't make that clear in the story.
I mean, otherwise, wouldn't it just be?
Yes, there is someone there.
Okay,
I saw a clip.
Does it say who it's going to be?
You saw a clip.
The clip I saw was a woman.
Okay. A woman.
Oh, the notorious T.I.T.
That's the line of the day, folks. Not
going to
be better than that.
Not a thing wrong with that. Great.
So Biggie Smalls is the notorious B.I.G.
Yeah.
You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. You know,
here we go. Here we go down this long, lonely road again.
They called her the notorious B-I-G.
No, R-B-G.
I'm sorry. Biggie Smalls. I'm sorry. I'm writing this down. Biggie Smalls, the Notorious B-I-G.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But he was Biggie Smalls. That was his nickname.
Got it.
So he had two nicknames.
Okay, we have that one. We have that one away.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg was
Ginsburg.
The Notorious R-B-G.
Very good.
And you are?
Oh, I'm the Notorious TBG. That's
your initials.
Yes, Biggie Cox.
Yes.
Because Wally Cox is my grandfather.
Crazy.
Dude, great grandfather at this point.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen.
We have news here. The phrase, will they be speaking hip-hop rap, is using that phrase is officially a hate crime.
You know, we need a palate cleanser.
Who's that? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
You know, ever since we did that story about the lion with the cool haircut,
yeah,
mm-hmm. I've been right on the verge of just breaking out into that song, "The Lion Sleeps Tonight."
Yeah, yeah.
I guess you could call that urge a whim away, a whim away.
That was Ace Cosby's joke of the day.
Look at Tom. Tom was genuinely delighted.
I love that
his
joke.
His face.
You're a liar.
What are you laughing at?
Hey,
we have a special guest.
Thank God. Oh, look how handsome that man is.
Look at him.
If you're not starring in the Ryan Fitzpatrick story, I want to know why.
Look at that beard.
No, it's Jeff Oskey from our staff. Jeff is going to be part of a very special charity comedy show that we're putting together. Details are on the Bob and Tom website. You'll find it right near that new Donnie Baker video. But right now, Jeffrey, what's happening?
If you watch the Donnie Baker video, there's a little cameo by yours truly in the video. So keep an eye out.
In the buff?
My girlfriend said, you've never played a homeless guy better. All right, I'm Jeff Hoskey. We give you a lot of the news each week. We don't give you all the news, so I'm here to give you the news that we failed to mention.
Now, here's Jeff Hoskey with what you failed to mention news.
Pew, 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 pew.
Researchers say that wearing sunglasses causes people to ogle others more. What you failed to mention, not if you're blind.
he is right.
Yeah, that's true.
We failed to mention that. It sure did.
A couple turned an old helicopter into a pole behind camper. What you failed to mention, that sounds hella stupid. We're going to get a lot of horns. There's a 1,300-pound bison on the loose that escaped from a nearby farm in Illinois. What you failed to mention sounds like that farmer needs to buy some new fencing.
Ace, your thoughts?
You must have loved that one, Ace.
Yeah.
No? Okay.
He liked it.
Okay. In England, rats are swimming up the sewer lines into people's toilets.
Oh.
What you failed to mention, now men will not only start shutting the lid, they'll be duct taping it shut. Duct taping it shut.
Okay. I see. It was a, honey, will you put the lid down next time joke.
Right. Yes.
And now not only are they going to put it down, they're
because they're rats in the toilet. Right. Yeah.
Oh, this is going well.
Yeah.
It was, yeah.
A lot of momentum lost.
You'll love this. This will bring it back. Last month, a man was caught masturbating on the porch of a Mexican restaurant.
Oh, man.
What you failed to mention, he was just celebrating Spunko de Mayo.
Oh,
right.
Spunko de Mayo. I'd like my Spunko with mayo.
Ooh. I'll pass. Last week in Brazil, an airport's TVs were hacked and started showing hardcore porn. What you failed to mention, well, see, little buddy, when six men and two women love each other very, very much. strippers are saying that a recession is coming due to the lack of patrons. What you failed to mention, it's gotten so bad I've heard the strippers are now accepting camel cash for VIP tickets. Camel cash. Bringing it back to the 90s.
That's old school.
I was going to go with Speedy Rewards Points. Changed it to Camel Cash at the last minute. Wish I would have stuck with it.
No, I like Camel
Cash. Is funny.
What's Camel Cash?
From the cigarettes, Camel Cash.
No. You could turn it in for like a camel jacket.
No,
yeah. Camel.
Had no idea.
Luggage.
You could buy, Marlboro Miles, you could buy a raft.
Yes.
A raft.
Yeah, if you smoked $40,000 worth of Marlboros, you got a $200 raft.
I hear that now you can get a ventilator.
Yes.
Unfortunate reality.
money for a lot of people.
Yeah, and my fault, by the way.
Unfortunate reality for a lot of people.
Thank you, Willie. Okay. I made them do it.
Old people can now join the Russian army. What you failed to mention. Yeah, it was the age limit keeping them away.
Yeah. Yeah. Christy, you can join Christy, or Christy forced Lee, to join.
Christy refused to do that story.
I did.
Did you see the pictures? It's amazing. You can tell a lot of the older guys are in it now because the turn signals are on in the tanks all the time.
A woman last week gave birth on a flight. A woman last week gave birth on a flight. What you failed to mention, mommy, is that the Grand Canyon? No, it's just a woman giving birth.
Oh!
Wow. So you read that more than once and said, I'm going for it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom, you know my life. I go for it always, even when it's the worst idea ever.
I enjoyed it very much.
An 82-year-old woman earned her college degree last week. What you failed to mention, at the end of graduation, she had to have the student next to her throw her mortarboard in the air because she was too frail to lift it.
Yeah.
A new student.
Old.
Yes.
Going for that PhD may be a bad idea.
New study says men who post shirtless in their Tinder profile pics do not do well with the ladies. Well, you failed to mention that's crazy because the shirtless women on there do amazingly well with the men.
I like that shirtless face.
Yeah, that is odd, yeah.
Let's do this. Last week, Tom's not going to like this, but last week I was grabbing a snack from the fridge in the green room while Tom was preparing his tea in the Keurig, and he let one audibly rip near my head.
Yeah.
What you failed to mention, I would have been more upset, but I assumed he was just getting me back for teabagging his tea 3 minutes earlier while he was in the John. Oh. I'm Jeff Oskey, and this has been the news that you failed to mention.
All right.
What you failed to mention.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Michael Rosenbaum and his Small Bill co-stars take you behind the scenes of one of the greatest shows of all time.
We're going to watch every episode.
Join us. It's Big Talk.
You remember when I had to shave my head?
Oh, I think I was angry with this one.
On Small Bill.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
The scene you did, and this is the one that got me fired, okay?
What?
Here we go.
I love the excursions with me and Welling.
It's everything that Superman stands for.
It's Talkville.
Talkville, we always talk about it. It's a great thing.
The Smallville Rewatch Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.